we are going tomorrow to ABIA to have our sixth meeting of ABIA Joint Oversight Committee. We'll be discussing various issues. One is about the intercommunal dialogue, especially the nomads and the Dinkangog. And then also we'll be discussing other issues about the return, how to assist the return of the people to the ABIA area. And we'll be discussing also issues to do with the... we have been given a task of establishing ABIA police. The idea is that whether we could be doing some work on the ground so that we can create conducive environment for the summit between the two presidents that is going to take place in September. And that condition, that will help the two presidents to reach a very amicable solution to the issue of ABIA. Although we know what we have done, I was part of the negotiation team and we have prepared a document about the conduct of referendum is going to be critical because it's something we agreed upon. And then we need to have a commission to be chaired by an independent person, a neutral person to be appointed by the United Nations or African Union, and then to define clearly the eligibility who to vote. And for us, we believe the nomads, whether from the south or from the north, they should not be voting, but the Ngok Dinka and other residents in the area should be able to vote. Because if you agreed on those ones, then the conduct of referendum will be critical as a basis upon which we can determine the final status of ABIA.
Is this the position of the ABIA Joint Oversight Committee, or is this the position of the government of South Sudan regarding who should
vote? It is the position of the government of South Sudan. But on the other hand, we are helping the parties, especially the two countries, giving our opinion as part of the delegation or the negotiating team. But because we are reporting on a monthly basis to the two presidents to update them about the situation on the ground, and those reports will help them to have an idea about how to contribute to solving the issue of ABIA.
How much time and significance do you think will be devoted to discussing the issue of ABIA when the two presidents meet?
The issue of ABIA is nothing but something we have agreed upon. We agreed on the referendum. We differed on how commission for the referendum of ABIA to be constituted. And if you agreed on the share, and then with equal representation by the two countries, then we can have a commission. If you can agree also on issue of eligibility, who is to vote, and I think our experience, what we are saying, that if you bring nomads on board, that is not a good thing at all. It will dilute the very intention. But the nomads, we should look for how to mitigate the consequences of if the people of ABIA and it is more like to vote to join the South. How can we mitigate the consequences and those who are going to affect, especially the nomads and even the government of Sudan. So we should be working together as a government of South or even the international community. How can we mitigate the consequences of the choice of the people of ABIA if they decide to go to the South? I believe that it will create a will, and it should be resolved within a very, very short period of time if there's a will.
Given that this is a very important issue, just as you've just explained, do you expect it to dominate the talks?
It's going to dominate it, it's true. The good news is that we have African Union High Implementation Panel will be presenting a position paper on the final status of ABIA. It will be upon the two countries to accept. And if they reject, or whoever rejects, then we'll take us back to square one. It means that there's no oil agreement. Then it means that we are not going to have any progress. So that's why it's going to be critical. And that's why the international community should start now preparing for this meeting, so that it should be concise and with a very specific result, and should not take people back again to square one.